In CI News this week, the House of Lords Committee of the Whole House debates Kim Leadbeater's assisted suicide bill for the first time. A Christian Institute research paper debunks claims that mild smacking harms children. And MP Danny Kruger shares his faith in Christ. Hello, and welcome to CI News on the 14th of November. I'm Anna Prodan. The House of Lords Committee of the Whole House convened for its first day of debate on Kim Leadbeater's assisted suicide bill. A smaller committee heard from selected witnesses over the past few weeks, but now all peers are able to put forward and debate amendments to the deeply flawed bill. So far, peers have tabled almost 1,000 amendments.
Our duty is to scrutinise this bill. Our duty is not to meet arbitrary timetables and limited numbers of days for committee. We have to do it properly, because on this work that we do rest questions of life and death.
It is absolutely our job to get legislation right, and in the end, this is a private member's bill. It was not in the government's manifesto, so it has not been, to use the noble lady's words, anointed by the popular will.
The College of Psychiatrists, of which I'm an honorary fellow, have said rather firmly they want nothing whatever to do with the panel or anything to do with this. So we're going to have doctors who are not psychiatrists, who are going to be with other people deciding on whether somebody does or doesn't have capacity, which is currently in the bill.
We have been told by those responsible for the mental health of vulnerable people that the safeguard that we are about to legislate for is inadequate. More people will be placed at risk by its inadequacy.
A Christian Institute review has found no evidence to conclude that mild smacking causes children harm. Does smacking contribute to negative outcomes for children? Analysed 37 peer-reviewed studies on reasonable chastisement's association with issues such as aggression and low self-esteem. But despite frequent claims, the review notes that negative correlations are often small, inconsistent, and may be down to family instability, socioeconomic status, and pre-existing temperament. Researcher Dr. Ashley Frawley highlighted that the review raises serious questions about the evidential basis for smacking bans.
This review looks very carefully at the claims and the major studies that tend to be cited as evidence of a clear association between smacking and a wide range of negative outcomes. And it shows actually that the associations are not at all clear. I think the bar should be very, very high for criminalizing people. And what people are doing now is they're using the law to attempt to change parenting norms. That is extremely dangerous. That has very, very bad effects. And we know that it has bad effects, that breaking up families has a negative effect. Criminalizing parents has a negative effect. Putting children in care has a negative effect. The vast majority of parents who use smacking use it infrequently as a backup method, and it doesn't cause negative outcomes.
Proposals to make divorce quicker and easier in Northern Ireland have been largely rejected by respondents to a consultation. Department of Finance officials told Stormont's Finance Committee that support for a so-called no-fault divorce system was in a minority. Around 65% of consultees favoured no change to the current law, while 80% believed fault should be retained in some shape or form. Civil servant Michael Foster reported that the main reasons for opposition were grounded in views that marriage is a divinely ordained institution, a foundational society contract, and its integrity should be preserved in the public interest. The general concern was that by making divorce easier, we jeopardise marriage and the family. Submissions from key players Women's Aid and the Lady Chief Justice's office backed reform, but stopped short of seeking a no-fault system. Officials have briefed Finance Minister John O'Dowd, and he is expected to indicate his preferred approach in the next few weeks. A bill is not expected before autumn 2026. And finally, MP Danny Kruger has spoken of the importance of his Christian convictions to both his life and political outlook. Brought up in a family of atheists, By his mid-20s, the Reform MP had come to believe in the values of Christianity and its contribution to our society and heritage. Upon meeting his wife-to-be Emma and reading Christian literature at her instigation, including Mere Christianity by C.S. Lewis, he concluded that the claims of Christ are true. Kruger expressed his faith in the abiding truth and power of the gospel to transform society. In his parliamentary career, the MP has sought to uphold Christian values, speaking out against assisted suicide, abortion, and transgender ideology. He also told The Telegraph, "I am confident that if you look through the sweep of history and have faith in the truth and the gospel, it's never going to be extinguished." To explore these stories and much more, visit our website, christian.org.uk, and be sure to subscribe and follow us across our social media channels. Thank you for watching. Have a blessed weekend.